America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. My name is Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and we bring this broadcast to you Monday through Friday on our stations, and I certainly appreciate being able to come by way of radio and encourage you to live for the Lord Jesus Christ and stir your heart for revival in this nation. Now, I know a lot of people say, "Oh, preacher, we're never going to have revival. We're never going to." And by the way, we may never have a worldwide revival. We may never have a national revival. But you can have revival in your heart. You can have revival in your church. You'd be amazed what it would do for your church if you just get stirred for God. Father, will you bless us today? Bless the message in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching these days on a message entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. Day in Paul's day, they started to write a revival everywhere they went. Paul had no peace. He was either in jail or his people getting saved. Amen. I tell you, it's always been that way. It's always been hard. It's never been easy. And I tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, we had a time in America for, let's just say, 50, 60, 75 years that God really dealt with sinners. Well, really, for 200 years of our nation, God give us an easy time. And now things are tightening up again. And everybody's saying, "Well, nobody's going to get saved." I'm going to tell you what. I love you now, Brother Ricky. Ain't trying to be mean. But if I believe what some of you preachers believe, that nobody else is going to get saved, I tell you what I'd do. I'd sell every book I got. I'd close my Bible. I'd get rid of these radio stations. I'd get rid of my radio program. I'd get rid of my suits. And brother, I'd go doing something else for a living. Amen. And I'd forget all about God. And I'd get involved in the Word. Hey, I want to tell you one thing. I ain't laying down my Bible. I ain't selling my suits. I ain't giving my outlines away. I ain't selling my books. I'm going to keep on preaching. Why? Because, brother, I still believe people get saved in this hour. And in this day in which you and I are living in, people still get saved. Amen. Your family can still get saved. Oh, you say, "Preacher, they're so far out there." Yeah, but I got a bigger God than you got bigger sin problems. Amen. My God's bigger than the devil. You ever heard two little boys arguing, "My daddy's bigger than your daddy"? My God's bigger than the devil. My God's bigger than any sin. My God's blood can cover any sin that's ever been committed. I tell you, and Ruth got saved in the time when it was not popular. Amen. I mean, listen, even the Jews were going away from the faith. This Gentile, and she would have been considered a Gentile dog. Ruth chapter number 1, verse number 16. Now, I'm not trying to bust bubbles. We often read this in weddings, and it's okay. It's okay if you read this in a wedding, you have not committed a sin. But I will tell you, this is really not wedding scripture. Verse number 16 says, And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go." I'm going where you're going, Naomi. "And where thou lodgest, I will lodge, and will dwell with you. Thy people shall be my people." In other words, I'm going to become a Jew, but right here's where she got saved. "And thy God, my God." Ruth said, "I've seen enough in you, Naomi." Although Naomi was backslid, Ruth seen enough in Naomi. She said, "I want that God that Naomi's got." Hallelujah. How many does people see enough Jesus in you that they want that God that you've got? Amen. I'm glad January 22nd, 1978. Glory to God. God saved me. Amen. I wanted that God that I've seen other people have. Amen. Here's the thing. It ain't popular to get saved. But I tell you what, it's still right. In an unspiritual time, being spiritual in unspiritual times, you know what we ought to be doing? Trying to get people saved. Trying to preach the gospel. Trying to get people in. Amen. I mean, we've abandoned that in this day and time. We've got our philosophies. We've got our psychology. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.